T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
In Santee. Good morning, Beth.
Good morning.
Good morning back at you. Would you please do me a favor and kick Tammy out of the studio?
Tammy, would you please vacate the studio?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Beth seems ready to go. Beth, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. And if you get more right than Tam, we're going to get you $100 of our San Diego County Credit Union checking account money. You can nominate SDCCU Best Credit Union in the UT Readers Poll at sdccu.com/nominate. Beth, good luck.
I'm going to need it.
Okay. Yesterday was tax day. In the Adam Sandler movie Happy Gilmore, Happy must take up a professional sport in order to save his grandmother from losing her house to the IRS. What professional sport did Happy play?
Golf.
Speaking of Happy Gilmore, he never considered himself a golfer. What sport did he actually want to be known for?
Football. I don't know.
Actor Sterling K. Brown has decided to add on to his job of making everyone cry on This Is Us. He's just signed on for an unspecified role on the Emmy and Golden Globe winning show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. What streaming network airs Mrs. Maisel?
Not a clue. Netflix.
The world watched on in horror yesterday as a massive fire destroyed a good portion of Notre Dame Cathedral, the iconic Parisian church that's been a popular destination for tourists and residents in Paris for decades. In the 1996 Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, what A-list actress did the speaking voice of Esmeralda?
I don't know. Not a clue.
And finally, Melissa Joan Hart has a new Netflix series. It's called No Good Nick, and it's a bit different than the other two shows that made her a star. One of those shows was Sabrina the Teenage Witch. Name the other show where Hart plays a teenager who addresses the audience directly to describe the things that are happening in her life. It ran from 1991 to 1994.
Clarissa Speaks or something. I don't know.
Oh, you're so close. All right, let's get Tam back in. Tam! Beth, what's going on with you today?
Nothing. I just got to work.
Okay. Beth got off to a slower start today. 1 out of 5 today.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tammy, yesterday, as you know, is tax day. In the Adam Sandler movie Happy Gilmore, Happy must take up a professional sport in order to save his grandmother from losing her house to the IRS. What professional sport did Happy play?
Golf.
Is correct. Beth knew that. 1-1. Speaking of Happy Gilmore, never considered himself a golfer. What sport did he actually want to be known for?
Oh, in the movie? Hockey. I don't know.
Yes, he was a hockey player.
Oh.
He's not a golfer. Golf's a stupid sport. He's a hockey player. That's why he uses a hockey stick for a putter. Hello?
I've never seen the whole movie. I've only seen, like, little scenes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, Beth went with football. So it's 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, actor Sterling K. Brown has decided to add on to his job of making everyone cry on This Is Us. He's just signed on for an unspecified role on the Emmy and Golden Globe winning show The Marvelous Mrs. Maisel. Which streaming network airs Mrs. Maisel?
Okay, now I'm watching that. So it is on, is it Netflix or Amazon? Oh, no, Netflix. Dang it, Amazon.
That's exactly
there's a big story behind that because I was trying to watch it the other day and I went through everything. Is it my DirecTV? Is it this? Is it that? Like, dang it.
Oh. Well, it is Amazon, and Beth went with Netflix, so it's still 2-1. Tammy, the world watched on in horror yesterday as a massive fire destroyed a good portion of Notre Dame Cathedral. In the 1996 Disney movie, The Hunchback of Notre Dame, what A-list actress did the speaking voice of Esmeralda?
I never saw that either. I don't know.
They wanted a smoky voice to play Esmeralda, so they went with Demi Moore.
Oh.
And they tried to get her to sing, and she tried to sing for several months of the production, and she literally said, guys, you're going to have to go with somebody else because I'm not a singer. And they did. So she was only the speaking voice of Esmeralda. Beth did not know, so it's still just 2-1, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, Melissa Joan Hart has a new Netflix series. It's called No Good Nick, and it's a bit different than the two shows that made her a star. One of those shows, Sabrina the Teenage Witch. The other show, Hart plays a teenager who addresses the audience directly to describe things that are happening in her life. Ran from 91 to 94. What's it called?
I believe that's Clarissa Explains It All.
I believe it's Clarissa Explains It All. And you're right. Beth danced around Clarissa but couldn't come up with the exact name. Today, Tammy wins by a score of 3-1. Melissa, you're not going to get Tammy's money, but you will get a great prize just for playing with us this morning.
You will. We're going to set you up with a pair of tickets to see Dwight Yoakam. He's going to be at Casino Palma on Friday, May 10th. So, yeah, Friday night out. You also get $25 in free play and $25 for the buffet.
Awesome. Thanks.
Enjoy that. Beth, in the meantime, I do have this for you to say.
Hi, I'm Beth Vicente, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.